And what kind of therapy did she receive?
She was offered the opportunity to take, what was recommended to her was a combination of two hormone agents, to start out with tamoxifen. We didn't have a close indication that she was definitely postmenopausal at this time. So the recommendation at this time was to start out with tamoxifen for approximately 2 years and then to switch over to an aromatase inhibitor.
Now, where is she right now in her therapy?
She has just recently started her tamoxifen.
And what did you talk to her about in terms of patient education related to her taking the tamoxifen?
Well, there are many informational sources about the side effects of tamoxifen, and I gave her some patient information that we take from a website. We discussed the fact that this was a drug that had some very clear advantages to her as she's entering the menopause. It is a drug that helps drive calcium into bones so that there's a good chance that her DEXA scan would not decrease while she was on this drug in terms of her bone density. We talked about the fact that there certainly are side effects that can be disturbing to women, that it may increase her menopausal symptoms in terms of hot flashes. She could have mood changes. It has effects upon sexual activity. Some women experience some vaginal dryness. Others have vaginal discharge that at times can be somewhat bothersome. So we spoke to the fact that this could really make her menopausal status or her menopausal experience a little more, the symptoms could be increased in terms of intensity.
Now, what did you advise her in terms of endometrial cancer and thrombosis?
In terms of endometrial cancer, we suggested that she now see her gynecologist. If she hadn't seen her gynecologist in the last, 6 months, have a gynecological exam, discuss with her gynecologist the fact that she would be on tamoxifen. There could be some thickening of the endometrial lining, that there was a very, very slight chance that women can develop uterine cancer as a result of taking tamoxifen, but the close gynecological screening and follow-up would be indicated with her taking this drug. In terms of thrombosis, we discussed with her family history. Was there any close family members who had any coagulopathies or histories of any thrombosis? That was negative. We described to her what she might experience if she were to develop spontaneously a deep vein thrombosis, what the symptoms of it were, of some swelling in her leg, pain, and that if she were to experience any of this, that she should call immediately. In terms of travel, we suggested that if she's taking long car rides, that she get out every couple of hours and walk around. Any plane travel, again, that she move around, do some leg aerobics, and just make sure when she took plane rides that she move around.